Thanks for tuning in once again to this local radio station, Mike and Kim. Glad to be your host here for the next 5 minutes to maybe brighten your day just a little bit with the good stuff. Kim, tell us about Tri-State Livestock News.
Well, thank you very much. I'd be delighted. You know, you can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have coverage on cattle, horses, all things agriculture. They even cover rodeo. It's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. It's that easy, folks.
And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit us here in North Central Nebraska, the wide open spaces of Cherry County and the Valentine area. Some great museums. Hey, coming up, the Cork Thornton Memorial Ice Fishing Tournament toward the end of January. Ice fishing at Merritt Reservoir. And while you're here, make sure you plan to ice fish out at the refuge lakes and such as well. Plenty of things to do even during the wintertime. And to find out more, go to visitvalentine.com. Kim, what are you going to share?
I've got a poem. It's called Like Roy, and it's by Willard Hollipeter. When I was a child, my heroes were the toughest hombres I'd seen. Those rootin' tootin' shootin' cowboys riding hard across the screen. Heck, Roy didn't mess with no stirrup when it came to getting on. He vaulted over Trigger's rump, hit the saddle, and they were gone. Chasing after bad men, and they never got away. I was tough like Roy in my imagination play. Rustlers came to know it didn't pay to be on the wrong side of the law when I slapped leather in my lightning quick draw. Ike Dalton came a-shooting out the bank, sweet little Lil under his arm. I had to stop that dastardly villain before he did her harm. Old Alpo, he was dozing, dreaming horsey dreams, no doubt. He was startled some, to say the least, when I made my flying mount. Guess I miscalculated my landing zone, or launched with too much speed, 'cause I missed my intended spot on the back of the steed. When I went sailing over the saddle, I was thinking I had made a mistake, especially when the horn grabbed me, like a horseshoe snatching steak. It bruised my pride and made an impression that'd last. How could Roy, after his flying mount, always ride so fast?
I have something today to share with you from our friend Dana, who was a game warden and then was a police officer and now is back to being a game warden again. And she's got some pretty interesting stories about being a game warden. And she gave me permission to use this one called The Goose is Cooked. Early in my marriage, my dad, Jack, had some serious concerns about the well-being of my husband. He was 100% certain that Frank was going to die due to starvation. I was a horrible cook. I had always preferred being outside and avoiding all things domestic in nature as much as possible. So, one fine Thanksgiving day, I was attempting to showcase my grilling capabilities for my family when I saw a pickup slow and eventually stop by our mailbox. The occupants flung open the doors and stepped out with their shotguns. They Arkansas'd grouse that had been perched on the high lines. Well, grouse were dropping from the wires in droves. In standard holiday fashion, I was dressed in an ugly t-shirt and shorts. I had to make a dash for the house to get into my uniform. I quickly blew down the driveway in my patrol pickup and activated my emergency lights. I asked how the hunting was going. The dynamic duo said they weren't hunting and had just stopped to stretch. I asked them to turn around and look toward the residence we were adjacent to. They obliged me. I asked if they saw the smoking grill. Side note, while the grill was still smoking, as I had neglected to turn it off prior to playing Superman and fleeing to save the day. Maybe Dad Jack was right. Frank isn't safe with my culinary expertise. All right, back to the story. The hunter said that they saw the grill. I explained that I didn't believe that they weren't hunting, as I had been standing at that grill cooking the Thanksgiving Day turkey when I observed their fine hunting skills. Thanks to some fine poaching of wildlife skills, the Thanksgiving turkey was well done. Thanks, Dana, for sharing that. We've got more of those to spread out here on the good stuff coming up later on.
How about this? Well-behaved women seldom make history.
Oh.
That's a quote from Laurel Thatcher Ulrich. I think that's pretty cute.
If you have something to share for the Good Stuff audience, be sure to send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Include the author if you know who that is. We'd like to give them credit. And thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.